Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Leslie, welcome to the Organize 365 podcast.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
How did you first find Organize 365?
So I was actually watching I think she's a popular YouTuber, and she mentioned it in a couple of her YouTube videos. And the first time I heard it, I'm like, what did she say? And the second time she said it, I'm like, okay, now I'm curious, what in the heck is a Sunday basket? Because that's what she mentioned. So I went some digging. I'm like, oh, paper clutter. I need help with paper clutter because I work for my husband. And so my desk was personal paper and office paper. And it wasn't in stacks. It was kind of in stacks, but it was all over. I have an L-shaped desk. It was everywhere. I'm like, oh, I can do this. So I sort of kind of created my own Sunday basket. I'm like, but the more I listen to your podcast, I'm like, okay, I need to get a real one. Fine. I will pay the money. Give me a real one. So I just got it last week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like I just ordered it. I just got it. And it has been awesome. And I'm starting to train my kids and my husband. Hey, go put it in that green basket over there. That's where it goes. I don't want it. Go put it over there. So it's working.
Awesome. So you said you have kids and a husband who lives with you in your home.
Okay. So we have two cats. I have two daughters. One is age 9. One is age 3. And I have two boys, 18 and 16. And then I have my husband, Bradley. We've been married for 21 years, almost 22 years.
Wow. So it's a pretty full house.
It is a full house. It absolutely is a full house. Yes. My oldest is about to graduate high school. So he's about to get out on his own. So, you know, entering that, you know, and then my 16-year-old is because of COVID, we got behind on driver's training. So I'm doing potty training and driver's training all in the same. That's weird.
I will say when lockdown first happened and like everyone stayed home and there were no cars on the road, the first time I went out and like, literally there's no cars in the road. It's like the most bizarre. Everybody remembers the first time you did that. It was the most bizarre thing. You know, like, is somebody going to pull me over? Because I was driving to my office to pick something up and come back. I was like, am I going to get arrested? Cause I'm out here on the roads and there's nobody on the road. And all I could think was, now is the time to teach your children how to drive. Like, now is when you do all of your driving hours is because there's no people here.
Exactly. That and do the construction. Get the construction out of the way because there's no interruption.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh. Yes. So I that was one of the first thoughts that came through my mind was like, this would be when I wanted to teach my kids how to do driving.
Ah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Abby just asked me yesterday. She said, so who was worse at learning how to drive, Joey or me? And I was like, I'm just glad I'm the one in my car driving all the time and you guys drive on your own and I pray.
And yeah, like, pretty much.
Fine. They're both fine. Like they learn clearly they have their own cars. They're driving. Yeah. Potty training way easier. Teaching children how to drive.
Because I'm in the midst of it. I think it's both. They're equally here.
Put them back in the diaper. I don't care. Just keep wearing it. I just don't even care. You're eventually not going to want to sit in that anymore, but I don't have to look at oncoming traffic. Oh my gosh.
That's true. Right. Yes.
So why did you decide? I mean, you're on YouTube watching another organizer. Are you just an organized person? Do you just love productivity? What was it that had you deciding you were ready to start getting organized?
Yes to all the above. And it was just getting to where, again, we have a 3-year-old, you know, there's toys everywhere. There's just stuff everywhere. And, you know, honestly, it's a mental thing. It was, you know, it really helps with our psyche when we can come home to a uncluttered area, you know, the house, the office. And we bought this house, almost 3 years ago now, no, almost 4 years ago. Anyway. And so our office, we built it because it was just this big room in our basement. And so we built it and just after it was built and the walls were up, it just kind of came a catch-all room in a way because it was a basement hidden away, even though I already have another room like that, but this was like office stuff. And so about Thanksgiving last year, you know, I'm looking at all the paper that needed to be shredded for the business. And I'm like, okay, this needs to go away. So I finally just went crazy, and every spare moment I had, I started shredding. I'm like, okay, that feels good. What next? What can I go and do next?
And when you have a three-year-old, I mean, so my cousin has young children. She listens to podcasts. I have a lot of cousins with young children, actually. And she's like, I don't understand. I'm doing all the things. I said, do you have children under the age of five? She's like, yes. I said, great. She's like, no. I want to know, what are the things that I do? I said, do you have children under the age of five? She's like, yes. I said, take a nap. She's like, no, Lisa, there has got to be a way to organize. I was like, I don't know what to tell you, but if you have children under the age of five, you're supposed to be taking a nap, because you can do it. Like, you can spend your entire weekend, and you can get the playroom organized. You can get the kids' rooms organized. And I promise you, by Wednesday, you'll be crying in your coffee or wine or whatever it is. It is your favorite thing, because it's going to be a mess. You have children under the age of five, take a nap. Like, but you're doing paper, and in paper, you're like, yes, it's shredded, or it's donated, or it's it's gone. You don't donate paper. You get the idea. Like, it's gone.
Yeah.
You're seeing progress, because you're not going to get the toys organized. You're just not.
Right. But what I did do is go through and purge a lot of the toys and donate the ones that are, you know, we don't play with them anymore, where they're broken, they're, you know, toys are missing. And so I did go through and purged a lot. So while, yes, toys are still strung about, it doesn't take me nearly as long to tidy up. And she's one of those, you know, she can have a piece of paper and she's perfectly happy for 3 hours just drawing and coloring. And, you know, she'll draw the same piece of paper for 15, 20 minutes. I'm like, go have fun.
And she's a three-year-old with an 18-year-old sibling and multiple, like, your first three-year-old will play with the majority of that stuff that's sold in toy stores.
Right.
Every three-year-old after that will be playing with what your eight-year-old originally played with. Like, they just don't need that kind of stuff anymore, because they just doesn't keep their interest.
No, it doesn't. Mm-hmm. It doesn't. Mm-hmm. And that's what I found. And she, you know, she's very, because there's a 6 years age gap between her and my second youngest. So, you know, she's almost like an only child, because she's still at home. And so she just keeps herself occupied. So, which is awesome. And she's just such a, she's just this quiet little self. I don't know. She's just so fun to be around.
Oh, that's so sweet. So when was the first time you noticed that something was organized that hadn't been organized before?
Oh, so again, going back to this house that we bought 3 years ago, this house was built for a family of seven. And we bought it, and, you know, it's four bedrooms upstairs. It's amazing. But the kitchen was the tiniest thing ever. I'm like, why would they build a house for this large family and make it look like an apartment kitchen? Well, okay, why don't you go through and organize? You really need four extra spatulas that you hate anyway. And so suddenly I don't hate the kitchen so much. Still wish I had a dishwasher, but you know, this does fit. Maybe it's not so aggravating.
Interesting. So when you moved, you had a much bigger kitchen the last time, I get?
Oh gosh. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And do you cook amazing a lot from scratch? And I mean, you have a large.
Oh, family. I do. That's, I do. And I love to cook. It's one of my stress reliefs. And I'm always, you know, finding new recipes and, you know, hey, we're going to try this. And my kids just kind of go with it, whatever.
And even so, you still were able to declutter a whole bunch of things out.
Oh gosh. Kitchen. Yes. Yes. And even now I feel like, and now that I can see even what's in my drawers, I'm like, I really still don't even use this. So I still have a donate box. I'm still checking things in there. I'm like, okay, that's good now. So.
And so we're probably similar in age. I mean, you have an 18-year-old, I have a 19, 21-year-old. You've been married 21 years. I've been married 25. The way we cooked, we got married before we had kids. And even when our kids were young and in grade school, I mean, like, I don't cook that way anymore. Like, we don't eat that way as Americans anymore. Like, we just.
Right.
I don't think I ever had a salad our first 10 years of marriage at all. Like, maybe you did, but I mean, it was all meat, potatoes, roll, and vegetable. And for me, I'm in Ohio. My vegetable is corn. Like, now I know that's a grain, but back then we classified that as a vegetable.
I'm not too far from you. I'm in Indiana. We have the same thing. Yes.
Right. So, and then there was like grilling season and baking season. And those were your choices of how you had your meat. It was either grilled or it was baked with flour on it. Like, we don't eat that way anymore.
Right. Oh yeah. My kids get picked on at school all the time. They're like, you're such a redneck because your mom still cooks dinner, you know, and they'll take leftovers in for lunch. They're like, what are you eating?
Like, I eat a potato every day until I was like, I don't know, 40.
Right.
And now, like, I had sweet potatoes the other day at dinner, but the time before that, I can't even think of the last time I had a potato. Now, we all know I am eating an absorbent amount of onion rings. And most people would have fries instead of onion rings with their burger. But I don't eat potatoes anymore. And I used to have potatoes 5 out of 7 days of the week. Mashed, fried, not fried, mashed, hard boiled. You get the idea. I don't know how potatoes. I don't make them, so I don't know anymore. Mostly mashed. But yeah, twice baked potatoes, scalloped potatoes, French fries, wedges, like all of the potatoes, right?
Right.
And now they go bad on the counter because we just don't even cook them. And so I think that when you've lived this long as a married woman with children and you do all the cooking, like I'm sure there are tools in your kitchen that you used for the first 15 years of marriage that you haven't touched in 5 or 10.
Right. Right. I even have in my basement, we have a room that's, you know, for canned goods. Because a lady that owned the house, she was a canner. So, you know, it's this great room. So all my extra overflow kitchen stuff goes down there, but it's like the bigger stuff that doesn't fit in this little tiny kitchen. And even then I've gone through and I'm like, do I really need that crock pot that my sister-in-law gave me that I don't use? It's got the three dividers. And I'm like, I don't really need that. That's probably going to go. And, just the extra that I don't use or don't need. And why do I have two roasters? I have still figured that out, one out. So I only roast a turkey one time a year. So why do I have two roasters? I don't even know.
Yeah, but it's so getting rid of kitchen items is so difficult because it's how your mother cooked or how you used to cook. And then you think, well, maybe that's going to come back next fall, or maybe I'm going to, you know, and these things do come back around. I'm sure we're going to cook in crock pots 5 to 10 years from now.
Oh, and I still do. Like, oh, yeah. I don't. Yeah.
The three divider thing, you could do that on Thursday nights and you just put leftovers in them and heat it up. You're like, good. I'm glad I kept that.
Yeah.
And now you're gonna be like, that one.
Wait a minute. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So for everyone who does have like the triple crock pot thing, which I used to have, Thursday is trash night at our house. So my mom had this thing called refrigerator review where you pull out all the leftovers. So if you do that at lunchtime, when you're making your lunch and you pull out all the little leftovers and you put them in the three different things and turn it on the crock pot, everybody shows up at 5 or 6 and they get to eat whatever they want. And you clean it out and the refrigerator's done.
This is why I listen to you. You have amazing ideas.
You might start doing that.
I will.
That might be your thing.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, but that's why we hold on to this stuff for just an idea like that. So now we're going to play the 24-hour rule. Are you game?
Maybe.
I haven't heard that podcast yet. So the 24
I have,
hour
but it's been a while.
The 24-hour rule is this. It's a great idea. Do you think you'll implement it this week?
No, but probably next week. Just because I got a crazy week this week.
Yeah. So if it's a good idea, but you're not going to implement it within 24 hours is my rule for myself because I'm a quick start. So after 24 hours, it's like 3 years. It doesn't matter. Then you go ahead and you donate the crock pot. So everybody who has a crock pot that has multiple crocks in it, if you can implement that this week, go ahead and keep it. If not, then be like, oh yeah, that's a great idea. I'm going to donate it anyway and just totally donate it. Guilt-free.
That's probably what's going to happen, but it's a great idea. It's a great thought.
And for those of you that have children under the age of 5, use it weekly.
Yeah.
So what's happened since you started on this journey of getting organized that you did not expect to happen?
Honestly, it's going to sound so silly, but just the fact that, you know, if I get a warning that someone's on their way over, we can literally tidy up in less than 10 minutes. And I'm like, oh, this is awesome. And I'm not screaming and yelling at the kids, go pick that up. I told you 20 minutes ago, go get that, or, you know, whatever. So
yeah,
that's been, great. And then, and I have more free time because I don't have that, just that to-do list always humming in my head of you got to go take care of this and this. So I just have that, you know, I have more free time to, I don't know, listen to podcasts or, you know, enjoy finding recipes that I want to try that, you know, I have these amazing, and I went through and donated a lot of my cookbooks that I've never used. I'm like, why do I have these? I have all these flags in them. So I was a big box and I don't miss them. So I might go through and purge a few more, but that first purging felt amazing.
So what are you using your free time for? I mean, this is amazing. You have all these children and working for your husband and you have free time. That's amazing.
I do have free time. I like to repurpose furniture. So I am one of those people that, why are they throwing that away? And I will stop. And I picked out the vehicle that I drive so that I can have room to throw a piece of junk furniture in the back. But I limit myself. I don't allow myself to get my area so full that I'm just overwhelmed either. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I'll go, oh, I could do something, but I don't need it. I don't have the room. So I do put a governor on myself. And then also I enjoy writing, just journaling, or just, you know, sometimes I have little stories in my head and I like to just type those out and write them. And so that's my two big things that I like to do with my free time.
Okay. So for other women, especially who are listening, mm-hmm. and you have a multifaceted, multi-passionate life, mm-hmm. and you have this new free time, and you are repurposing furniture and you're journaling and you're writing. And, you know, I started Organize 365. Do you have any guilt about spending that time doing those things not related to the family and kids?
No, okay, we want to know,
how did you do that?
I think it's because our whole entire family is a hands-on family, honestly. Like right now we have this big gigantic gazebo project going on in our backyard where we've dubbed it the shelter house because it's going to have an outdoor kitchen in it. So this has been an ongoing 3-year project. It started with a fire pit, and then my two boys and my husband laid brick last year. They touched every brick at least 3 times to get all lined up. And then, you know, the post went up, and they're out there now working on the roof of the gazebo, you know, and it's going to have a cupola on top. So I don't feel guilt about doing hands-on stuff because our whole entire family is doing hands-on stuff. You know, when I feel guilt is when I stop and I watch TV, which is a very rare thing anyway. Like, what should I be doing that's more productive than, and I allow myself, and I do watch TV just to allow that, mm-hmm. that downtime. But when it's like in the middle of the afternoon, I'm like, what should I be doing? What can I be doing instead? Be more productive.
That's so good. Thank you for sharing. I love how you say our whole family is a hands-on family. I love that because so often when we, especially as female head of household, stop and do something that is solely for us to fill ourselves up, that is not something we're doing with our family. We're like, what could we be doing with the family? And I love that you say, but they're doing that and I'm doing it this way. Just mm-hmm. like we would never say to our kids, like, okay, you're going to go read that book for pleasure. You should be talking with me all day instead. Like, you know, like,
right.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. It's a great way to frame that. We are a hands-on family and this is my hands-on thing. That's so cool. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome. Yeah. Our senior Aaron, he's actually studying to be an electrician. So that's been very helpful when we did the construction on adding the office to the building and now doing the shelter house out back is.
Oh yeah. You said you're in Indiana. How close electrician, huh?
Yeah. Right.
Those are hard to find. His first year.
They are hard to find. Yes. Yes. So he's like, Mom, what happens when I move away? I'm like, I have your number on speed dial.
Yeah. If you show up on time, you will be a millionaire.
Right.
Permanently.
Which is what I've tried to instill in him, but you know, he's one of those ADHD kids. So, you know, trying mm-hmm. to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Time is just a very nebulous thing in that respect.
It is. Yes, it is. It is.
They're usually very good with things like plumbing, electronics, like all those things that I'm like, I don't have patience for. And they're like,
well, he was one of those kids that, you know, he'd get a Lego set and he might reference the manual maybe twice just to make sure he's putting that piece in the right spot. But other than that, you know, he'd have it done in the afternoon.
Just like, have that kind of a brain. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They just see that. So I have 2 different podcast mics I use when I record my solo podcasts, one at home and one at the office. And I pushed a button somewhere and I recorded 3. So if you listen to the podcast back at the end of March, a couple of them were quieter than usual because I hit some button. And so my audio engineer is like, you did something to your mic. I said, I don't know. She's like, you're going to have to fix it. I was like, I can't. I'm going to have to buy a new one. Like, I don't even know what I did. So the other day, Joey, who works for me, also ADHD, mm-hmm. very mechanically inclined, and an audio mm-hmm. engineer, was done with whatever he's doing. I was like, great, come here. I said, here are the 2 mics. This one is correct. This one is not correct. I don't know what I did. And you look at all the buttons, it looks like it's all set the same. So he takes it in the back and he puts the SD card in and he does, you know, he has patience and he tests them both. He puts them in, he goes, come here. And he played it and you can hear that the one is totally muffled. He pushes a couple buttons and he has it fixed. It's fixed. Three podcasts where I sound muffled and now it's fixed. But I mean, I'd already tried for a long time. I was to the point where I needed to just buy a new one. Like, we were just going to buy a new one. It comes mm-hmm. already preset. I won't touch anything. I'll just record.
Right.
It was a sum total of my experience level on that.
That's what I love about having hands-on family members. It's like, I can't mm-hmm. fix this. I don't know what I did, but help me.
Yes. Yes. And they have more patience.
They have more patience when it's a passion for them. If it's not a passion for them, they will push then, it off. Just like,
Yes. And like, you assigned me something. I don't remember what you assigned me. I have to go do something else now.
Sure. Yep.
Well, we're the same way too. Like you do what you have to do and then you spend more time on the things you love doing.
So, absolutely.
It's everybody.
That's just human nature. Absolutely.
What do you think you have more of now besides time?
Money, because we're not spending on frivolous things. And not that, you know, we're raking it in, you know, hand over fist, but at least we're the note cards really helps because, you know, you can push it off and it's like, okay, I don't really need that right now. I can push it off. And, you know, I'm like you, when I go through the Sunday Fest, I'm like, yeah, I really didn't need that. That can be pushed off or it can wait till next week. And, you know, okay, I know you want a fountain pen, but you don't need a fountain pen. So you can wait for, you know, 6 more months before I get you a fountain pen. That's, again, my oldest son. He loves writing implements. So
it's a great idea for holidays that like you wouldn't have thought of during that month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a game changer. And I so appreciate that because it's delaying the decision-making, which I needed just for, a governor on ourselves to do.
Yeah. So easy to just pull up Amazon, order it, move on instead of even putting it on a to-do list. Definitely guilty of that. I'm definitely guilty of that.
Although my husband, he takes it one step further. He'll just make a list in Amazon. And then when he's ready to order, he'll go through and he'll edit. And then that way, if he gets enough stuff, then he'll order. So I'm like, okay, technically that's like putting on a note card, I guess, because it's not automatic buying. He's just putting it in the cart. He's like, nope, I don't need that anymore. So I guess it's the virtual note card.
What do you think you have less of?
Stress, really. Less stress. I like yesterday was a impromptu. I had to go out of town. I'm an admin for my husband and other agents. We have agents all over the Southern Indiana area. And so I went up yesterday to go train a new one and it was totally impromptu. Like, it was originally supposed to be virtual. I'm like, I know what I do. And I wouldn't want to try to learn this virtually. I need to go meet with her in person. So I drove an hour away to go visit with her and talk with her and spent like 3 hours with her. And then I had a couple other errands in that area. So I did my errands and I came home and I unpacked all my stuff and I was able to come into my office this morning and pick right back up. And I didn't feel like I was like overwhelmed and stressed. And what do I do now? I just, okay, we're just going to do this.
What was a day like that, like, you know, 6 months ago, like before you did this?
Like I would have to take a breath before I even walked in the office because I'm like, ugh, I'm going to be met with clutter that I just don't, where do I start? I don't want to deal with this. Just getting the paper up is an amazing freeing feeling, which is, if that's the only thing I ever did, I would feel amazing anyway. So but then when you see the progress, like what else can I tackle?
Yes. So like, what did that paper represent?
A lot of it was like personal stuff and it was also work stuff. And so sometimes it was stacks. Sometimes kind of when you talk about your Sunday basket, you know, how it all started, you know, you had your business and that's just all it was. It was just all like, I had one pile that was personal, one was, but sometimes it all got shuffled in the same stack. I'm like, this, I'm done. And most of it was, you know, maybe a year old. I'm like, this needs to just be shredded. So I created a shred. Before I found you, I'd gone through and already picked up all the paper. So he said, grab a laundry basket. I was like, well, I didn't grab a laundry basket, but I don't have any paper. So I'm already a step ahead.
Step two.
Yes.
Sort paper,
shred stuff. And the stuff I had to shred, I couldn't take it anywhere because it was, business related stuff and I just didn't feel comfortable taking it somewhere. So I sat here every spare moment and used our little home shredder and shredded everything. And, you know, I'd burn it up and let it cool down and I'd shred some more. So it took me, longer than it should have, but now I stay on top of it. So now it's not even a hassle.
Mm-hmm. And did you have a good system originally that fell apart along the way? Or do you feel like you never had a good system from the beginning?
Say I had a really good system. So in 2017, before we bought this house, I'm going to preface by saying no bad decisions were made that day and we were not home. So nobody was hurt, not even the driver. The neighborhood kid, his dad had replaced a accelerator sensor on his vehicle. It was faulty, so it made him crash into our house in 2017.
Oh, wow.
I wish I would have found you before, because we had two trailers full of stuff sitting in our driveway, because wow, he caused $43,000 worth of damage to our house. Yeah. So that's why I prefaced, no bad decisions were made that day. We weren't home. Yeah. Everybody was fine. It was all just material. It's fine. Oh, by the way, that was the week I announced my husband were pregnant.
I was going to say, I'm figuring out.
Yes, yes.
Where the baby came in too.
All the math, like the same week, this all happened. So that being said, we had one big trailer, one of those pods, you know, mini pods, go minis, whatever. We had that rented. So that was all the household stuff that we didn't need, you know, just the essentials within the house. We had another smaller trailer that was just the office stuff. So all the stuff that I had to reference right away was in the front, you know, and the filing cabinet was in the house, and it was just a chaotic mess. And I'm like, I wish I would have found your paper organizing system years ago, because I don't think I would have been as stressed out and chaotic and crazy. But we survived. We made it. It got into this house, our dream house. So I'll take it.
So I think that's, you know, I ask you that, which wasn't on the list of questions, because no, second one I asked you, not, you knew I was going to ask you questions that weren't on this list. You listen to podcasts. Absolutely.
I do. Okay. I do.
So I think that's so interesting, because usually you can go back and go, oh, it was this one event. And then you just don't catch your breath. Three-year-old, when it, like, and it takes an event where you go, okay, I'm going to stop and I'm going to do this, and then we're going to pick up again. And it is a conscious reorienting of your life and taking, like, okay, I realize I don't have time, but I also am not doing what I used to do. So I'm going to take a piece of time in order to get back to where I was before all of these things happen. And it doesn't necessarily happen right away. Like, even if you had found me at that point, you were pregnant. I'm sure you're tired. You guys were still doing the business.
My brain was not there.
You were had to read the house. Then you had the baby. Then you're moving. It wouldn't have mattered. It would not have mattered. You would not have been able to even carve out the time if you had had the resources.
Right.
So life gets moving too fast, runs you over. And then later you catch up, literally in your house, ran your house over.
Ran over. Yes. 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 Well, we joked because the car they was driving was a Ford Escape. And so we're like, you just escaped into our house. What the heck? And then my oldest son, he's like, oh, look, we have VIP parking in the dining room. Did you know our house came with that? I said, no, it did not.
It reminds me of that. And we watched it twice this year because they keep playing the same reruns of that Everybody Loves Raymond, where he backs the car right into their house. He's like, your car is in my family room. You guys lived that. Literally lived.
Right. And the story just gets better, because the gentleman that was fixing his son's car happened to be a detective for the local police department. So at least
investigation went very smoothly.
Yes, it did. He's like, I've always investigated these. I've never actually had it happen to me. So
oh my gosh.
So the beautiful thing is, he was able to, you know, handle all the paperwork and do all the stuff. So at the time, we were 20 minutes away celebrating my father-in-law's birthday of all days. And so when we get home, all the paperwork, here's your case number. I've already got it printed out. So, I mean,
and the contractor will be here tomorrow at 8.
Pretty much, just about. Yeah. I mean, he felt horrible, but I'm like, well, if anybody was going to hit my house, I'm glad it was you, you know, because, you know, that was all things considered, it's actually kind of a smooth
but thing. More importantly, is somebody else servicing the car now? Like, if they decide not to do their own servicing of the car. That's like my thing. I'm like, and that's why I just take it to the dealer.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and he's like a hands-on guy too. So it's just one of those
faulty things. I'm sure he still does it.
Yeah. Well, that poor kid, he was just trying to drive away to go to college. I'm like, oh, is he okay? You know, he's like, yeah, he took my truck to work. He's like, mom followed him. I was like, I bet she did.
Oh, so, poor guy.
Yeah, I know. Poor kid. So that's what it was. It was just, so then we move into, so in the midst of the construction, now we have a newborn and there's drywall dust everywhere. So we literally separated. So I went to go live with my mom with the newborn and
the
kindergartner, you know, so that we wouldn't be sucking down drywall dust and all that other stuff. Cause I certainly don't need her doing that. And so I lived with my mom for a month and my husband has lost, like, by this time has lost like 8-10 months of work, or, well, not by this time, but like 4 months of work, because he's trying to get the house put back together. The contractor's not working on amazing contracting company. Thank goodness for them, because they were there when they said they were going to be there. They did exactly what they said they were going to do. That was a headache we did not have to deal with. Thank God. Mm-hmm. So by this time I'm his admin. So I'm, you know, nursing a baby and making phone calls just to try to get appointments and do all this stuff. I'm just like, I don't even, you know, I look back, I'm like, I still don't know how we did it. I have no idea, but we survived. You know, it's amazing. You know, when you take your wedding vows, you know, you say for better, for worse, but if you could have a crystal ball that tells you what the worst was, I don't think I'm signed up for this.
Well, they also don't tell you all the pluses and minuses of parenthood either.
Sir, yes, yes. It is not for the faint of heart. I will tell you that.
Well, life is not for the faint of heart. I mean,
no, it is not. It is not.
Yeah.
No,
the unexpected that always happens.
Yes, yes, yes.
Is there anything you wish that you had known sooner?
How easy it was once you get it all together, and how easy it is just to keep it all together. And just maintenance
paper
is especially it just the maintenance is like, oh, I can do this. This is not hard once you get it all organized and put together, and okay, we can do this.
So, and I think it's the categorization of paper. Like, so when I would help people organize their filing cabinets, or when I would do it for them, I felt like I was dealing with so many pieces of paper to begin with. But by the time I figured out the system, I was like, oh, there are like 10 categories of paper and everything fits in those categories. It's a basket or a workbox or a binder paper. And there are only so many kinds of binders. And then it just kind of sorts from there. But when you look at every single piece of paper as like its own individual to-do project, whatever, it's impossible to organize it.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it was. It's just the category and just having a folder for each of my kids and schoolwork. And I'm like, this is so stinking easy. I can just go grab a slash pocket. I'm like, why are you so brilliant?
And don't you feel like it should be hard? Like, I do think that I don't show going through my Sunday basket very often, because right now, I mean, I have adult kids. Like, it takes me like 15 minutes. I'm like, I don't want to show that it's this easy, but it's kind of this easy now.
That's the beauty of it, because you're at the end of it. Yeah. So you get to show what it looks like when at the end of it, what it looks like. It's you know, you might, yes, I'm sitting down for 3 hours at a time to do it, but I know in a few years, it's not going to take me nearly that long. And it'd be like, oh, I'm done for the week. Great.
Yeah. Now work boxes, those keep me a little busy, but the actual Sunday basket part really doesn't take me very long right now that my kids are adults.
Yeah. My older kids didn't take me that long. It's usually the little ones that I'm still.
Yeah. Especially for those of you who are still doing any kind of schooling from home and are incorporating that into your Sunday basket, that's going to take some, I mean, you're being a teacher. I don't know what to tell you. It's a job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take some time to plan it.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
What's your next step?
What is my next step? I do have just a little bit more personal. I think I have a small stack of like personal paper clutter that has been sitting over here for longer than I care to admit that I still need to go through. I think I was flipping through it today and I'm like, I think I can still junk a lot of this and some of it. And also my next step is with my 18-year-old son. And I told him this morning, I said, my next step is to get you a binder and get you started and give you a foothold that I didn't get. You know, I would watch my mom pay the bills, but you know, never really even took any interest. Hey mom, what are you doing? How are we doing this? You know, cause she would sit down like once a week. So she had her own system, but she never, and she was an organized person. She just never shared with me how she did it. So, I want to give him a leg up.
Yeah. I could tell you in the last 24 hours, Joey twice has come to me and we've used the new launch binder I set up for him. One was he got new glasses in the fall, which I paid for the way we normally do it. And he lost them this weekend on a bike trail. Like they fell out of his pocket. He's never going to find them again. And luckily this is worth listening all the way to the end of this podcast. Someone at Greg's office said, you should get your glasses at Costco. We're Costco members. Uh-huh. So I was like, all right. So glasses, we normally go to like a glasses place, like $550 for glasses. Costco, two pairs of glasses, sunglasses and regular glasses, $248.
Holy cow. That's worth it in and of itself.
Oh my gosh. Amazing. So anyway,
yeah.
But The only reason we could do that was because when he got the glasses back in November, he dropped in my Sunday basket the receipt and the doctor prescription, which had his prescription for the glasses on it, which was still valid when we went to Costco. Had I not put that in his launch binder, which is where I found it, he would have had to do another eye exam.
Right.
Or go back to the expensive place and order them there. So that saved us time and money there. And then he came in, I'm at the office, he comes in, he goes, "You have got to figure out a budget with me this weekend," because all of his like his car payment and his insurance come out of his direct deposit off of his phone. And so he just got paid, but he moved all that into savings. So his account went into negative again. He goes, "I have got to get a handle on all these repetitive expenses that are coming out of my thing." I was like, "Great, we can do that this weekend." So he wants, you know, he's asking, how do I figure this out? And that's always the best way to teach it, when they want to know.
Right, when they're ready.
Yes. They lost their glasses, and when they want to know how to do the thing. But yeah, it does come down to paper. Like, he's going to need to see on paper the list of all of the things that are coming out, which days they come out, when it's going to come out based on when his pay is. Like, you can't do this. The digital obviously is not working. He needs to see it on paper until he understands the math of it, and then he can move back on. But yeah, we have those in their launch binders. It's great.
Nice. Yeah. I think that's my next step, is to check those out and, you know, start with Aaron, my oldest, and cause he's, you know, about to get out, you know, like I said, he's going to graduate next month. So yeah, we're entering into that next step. So it's, I got to do something.
It's fun. It's fun. I love seeing them become independent adults.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And I've been working with them, you know, he's like, "Mom, can you," I'm like, "No, there's the phone number. You go call it yourself. You can, you can do this."
Exactly. Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, before we go, is there any advice that you would give to someone who is just starting out? They've just rabbit trailed over here onto the podcast.
You don't have to save it all. My dad was a product of I was born in his later life. So he's a product of the Great Depression. So he was kind of a hoarder in a way, just, you know, save every little thing that you can. And so I kind of picked that up because I work with him a lot in the garage, which is why I'm a hands-on person. So you don't have to save it all. You know, tossing items won't put money in your pocket at all. So it's okay to throw it out, because it's not going to make your bank account. And, you know, just get rid of the guilt and, okay, I've had this for 6 months and I'm not going to use it the next 6 months. Just shut your eyes, throw it away, and I promise you'll feel better.
Yes. Even Leslie, who loves to cook, got rid of cookbooks. Did you hear that?
I did.
I heard that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I wasn't using them, and I hadn't used them in, like, I don't think ever. I'm like, why do I even have these? So yeah. And I don't miss them. I not at all. I can't even tell the titles that I gave away.
Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate this.
Yeah, this was fun.
This was fun.
Are you ready to share your transformational story with me and the rest of the Organize 365 community? We would love to hear it. Please go to organize365.com/Wednesday and fill out an application. I cannot wait to see your application in my email inbox.